From Decider TV, the man who knows TV inside out, it's Steve Malk. Legend, how are you, sir?
Bill Coe, if I was any tougher, I would be watching less television.
Are you excited the Olympics are now over? We can get back to some serious TV.
Oh, please. Yeah, can we just have normal television for a little while? Yeah. I mean, the Olympics are all well and good and stuff, but, you know, people have had to miss out on things. There's been the worst part, honestly, has been the endless promos after the Olympics.
And for shit shows like Zumbo's Just Desserts, which, you know, I mean, my kids have decided they don't want to watch it now.
Well, look, it kicks off tonight for 7. They are going to be resting pretty heavily that it's going to do all right. They're running it 3 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, that's desperate.
Well, you said that. I didn't. Look, if you've seen Great Australian or Great British Bake Off, it's exactly that, and they do it better. So that's the difficulty in this for the franchise, is that there isn't anything new other than it's Adriano Zumbo doing crazy things with dessert, but we don't see him cook. We just see the end result of his cooking.
Oh, is that? I like to see how it's all jangled together, and if it becomes a mess, they do it again. That's the exciting part of it.
No, we see the contestants cook
and
foul it up, but we don't see any of the excellent chef judges like Adriano or Rachel Koo cook anything.
Yeah, that's what happens in the bake-off, isn't it? Where, you know, Matt Moran might cook a sumptuous sponge and they, you know, gorge over it and think how moist it is and all that. And, the rest of the contestants have got no idea. But anyway, do you think it'll work well or is it going to bomb?
Look, I think that given the amount of promo Seven has thrown at it, there'll be a fair few eyes watch it tonight. As far as whether they tune in for more of exactly the same tomorrow and Wednesday, well, that's going to be up to the audiences. But I reckon with stuff like Survivor Sunday, Monday, and The Block Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, at least this week, and of course they'll extend and expand, I reckon that it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag.
Did you get surprised in Survivor last night that we had an outing already? Someone left the island?
Not at all. There's an elimination off every episode, Bill.
Okay,
so they're following
right.
The Survivor model in that regard, except that they're running it twice a week.
Okay. Dez was all bluff and bluster. I thought he'd outlast, outwit, outplay.
Look, that tribe is stuffed. They are going to lose everything now. They've proven that they have no idea what they're doing because they kept the woman with the world's largest hat over the guy that actually knew what he was doing.
Maybe they were just all threatened, and they see that threat has now come back to bite them. So,
oh, look, what it was that they somehow got sucked into this. Oh, no, Kat. Kat's a good one to keep around. For what reason, I have no idea.
Jonathan LaPaglia, he does all right. I'm really impressed.
That's the kind of woman that will stab them in their sleep and eat them. That's what they should be worried about. Jonathan LaPaglia did a pretty good job, straight out of Probe Central Casting. He looked great. You know, really was he just talked a little bit much sometimes. Let the thing happen. But look, Survivor's underway, and I really dig it. It's my pick of three reality shows.
Now, I've been waiting for this all year, and now they tell me, or you tell me, actually, House Husbands is not coming back this year.
Season 5 has indeed been delayed into 2017, as has the House of Bond miniseries that Nine are delivering. So that's two shows they're holding over. And my guess is that because they've had such a crap year in prime time, they're just making sure that it doesn't get burned, it doesn't get wasted, because people don't tune in. They're going to reset their schedule next year and expect to see the new season of House Husbands probably pretty early in the year.
We know Delta's in it, so that ought to be nice.
Well, for those that are fans of Delta.
Hey, what's that other show Nine are touting, that big drama, the TV police drama I've seen somewhere?
Hide and Seek, that is coming this year tonight.
Have you seen any of that?
No, in fact, it's still filming. They haven't released any of that other than little grabs that we're seeing in promos.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Everyone's talking Versailles. I'm seeing a lot of stuff online. Is it 14th century Game of Thrones or something, is it?
It's probably 17th century. It was the 1600s. But it is exactly that. There is, Rockstar King, Louis XIV, built a palace outside of France, quite controversial because it wasn't, you know, the centre of the French universe. But built the most amazing place with gardens, incredible. It was at a time when you went to war to please your king, whether you were just some guy or his brother. It's a cracking series. It kicks off with a double ep this Thursday night on SBS. Do not miss it. It is what everyone's going to be talking about.
If you like costume drama like Outlander, this could be for you, or is it a totally different feel?
Oh, no, it is exactly what you said. It's Game of Thrones, set in the 1600s. It's really, really amazing. It's quite good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We know Gogglebox is back. That'll be all kinds of awesome.
Guaranteed.
No new cast members. It's still the same old team. Okay. Which is awesome. Explain to me why ABC3's changed to ABC Me now.
ABC3 is rebranding. This is the channel, Channel 23, that is, look, ultimately it's aimed at a teen and tween market. So, you know, the younger people in your house that have grown up, they're no longer watching ABC 2, but now there's a whole bunch of content on ABC 3 for them. So from the 1st of September, it's going to be ABC Me. And the biggest part of that, because the content mostly will stay the same, is that we're going to get a new app that, given that that's how most of our kids are watching TV on YouTube and those sorts of things nowadays, it's a whole app targeted at them with their ability to not only stream the channel live, but of course watch a whole bunch of other episodes as well.
And use up my internet data. Yeah, great.
Yes, totally.
Hey, it's funny. I've got to tell you this, mate. This is how kids are switched on now. My 12-year-old apparently downloaded some app that gives him backing music. He's got Audacity on his computer. He's now recorded and written himself a song. He has done the lot, and it's not half bad, if I may say so as a dad. But this is what I mean. This is a 12-year-old kid who's got all the technology on his laptop at home. He records a song, he writes it, he produces it. Like Justin Bieber, I said, you put that on YouTube, you could get a following. And he says, I'm doing it, Dad. I said, no, you're not. That is scary, Steve. It really is, mate. Anyway.
That's how it is. I don't know why you said no. I mean, you could be living in the lap of luxury in 10 years' time, Bill.
I'll give him a couple of years' time. We'll see how it happens. Hey, we're all excited about A Place to Call Home. I've just got word from Foxtel for people around Noosa. They're doing a special screening at the Majestic Theatre Pomona next Tuesday. So I've got a chance to get those double passes if you want to go. Noni Hazelhurst will be in the audience, so looking forward to that. Anything else that's coming up that's big? Everyone's talking Winona Ryder and Stranger Things. I'm assuming I need to get a look at this real quick, Steve.
Yeah, guaranteed, Bill. Go block out Saturday. It's only 8 hours, 1 hour in. Totally worth it. Think a mix of Goonies, Stand By Me, and a little bit of Fringe / E.T., and you've got it home and hosed. It's four young mates. And one of them goes missing. Winona Ryder's his mum. And of course, not only does she go looking for him, but his three remaining mates go looking for him as well. What they find is not what you'd expect.
Does she look okay, Winona? A lot of people, I've just seen a lot of social media talking about she's back and how.
Well, look, there's no question. This has brought Winona Ryder back as an actress. It's a cracking performance for her. I would expect she'll get a whole bunch more work out of it. No worries at all.
All right. Any other things that this week we should be tanking in on? Because there's a lot of TV to get into. I know Tuesday night alone on Channel 7 is three or four back-to-back dramas for those that are keen.
Yeah, look, there's billions of stuff. You can either swing by the side of TV and have a look at our weekly TV guide, which will fill you in on everything that's going on, including all of the new content, or swing over to MulksTVTalk.com where you can sign up for an email. I will send you one email every day with four or five of the best things to watch on TV that night.
So you're doing the thinking for us.
Absolutely. It's really simple, Bilko. You sign up, first 30 days are free. After that, it's a mere $5 a month, not even a cup of coffee, a month for you to get all of the cool things delivered direct to your inbox.
All right, looking forward to that, Steve. Check it out, MulksTVTalk.com, linked up to Decider TV, and you can check it all on our Facebook page and our website as well. Steve, thank you as usual.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the TV viewing, mate.
Oh, done.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Done.
See you, dude.